Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, Erin McKean is back, co-founder of WordNick.com and a former editor of the Oxford American Dictionary, coming on with us every day this week to talk about some of the more confusing or interesting words that you may be hearing in the news. And if you're a little bleary-eyed, as I am this morning, perhaps it's because you stayed up watching two fantastic baseball games last night. The Yankees sadly fell to the Angels. We won't try to dissect exactly why Joe Girardi decided once again to use eight pitchers in a game. We don't have the time for that or the patience. And then the Phillies pulled off that walk-off win of their own in the bottom of the ninth, a game that ended right around midnight and left at least one of our producers on our show very, very happy. So we thought we'd do a couple of quick baseball words with Erin McKean today. Hi, Erin. It is a sport of such strange lingo. And any idea why baseball has so many strange terms? Is it just a matter that, you know, all that time spent sitting on the bench and talking with your teammates?
I'm sure that must be it. The great thing about baseball words is that they're just so inventive. I prefer baseball words to actual baseball.
Being what you do for a living, I'm not all that surprised. Okay, we picked out a few. Foot in the bucket.
Oh, so foot in the bucket is one of those words that is kind of escaping baseball and being used in other contexts. If you have your foot in the bucket, then you're behaving timidly. And it comes from batters who adopt a kind of weird stance because they may or may not be afraid of fastballs.
And it's you're behaving timidly. It's from a batting stance that sometimes people fall into if they're afraid of that pitch coming in on them. One that's creeped into real-world lingo a fair amount outside of baseball world, wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse is everywhere lately. In fact, I was looking it up yesterday, and there were lots of people on Twitter saying, why is everybody using the word wheelhouse all of a sudden? And so the wheelhouse in baseball is the path of a batter's best swing. So if the ball comes in along that path, there's a really good chance the batter's going to be able to belt it.
And so this is an example, I guess, of how sports language gets into the general culture, which probably means that men still dominate a lot of the discourse in the so-called general culture. But, yeah, so anything that's kind of easy, what, a question that's easy for a politician to address is right into his or her wheelhouse and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Or, you know, if you get a challenge on a reality show that people think you're going to be able to do well, then that's right in your wheelhouse.
And another one that baseball fans certainly know is balk. But this has also entered the popular culture over the years.
Right. Balk is really interesting. It's also used as a term in billiards, so it's not just a one-sport term. And it's pretty old. And they think, etymologically, it comes from the heavy bar that was used to close off doors before locks were really widespread. Hmm. Now, like all etymologies, this should be taken with a grain of salt.
And in baseball, it's essentially that when a pitcher has his foot on the pitching rubber, he has an obligation to pitch the ball in the same direction in which he makes his first motion. He can't throw to first after he motions toward the plate. Primarily, and in the real world, it's not like a fake out. It's when you hesitate. So the meaning actually changed for balk.
A little bit, yes. I think mainly because trying to decide when a pitcher has balked seems really complicated to me.
Mm-hmm. And we asked listeners to post their favorite baseball terms on our Facebook page. Somebody did write balk. Someone else likes the squeeze play. That sounds great. So when you try to bunt a runner home from third. But what a great term, the squeeze play. Or a seeing eye single, when a ball that's not hit that well just kind of skips through between some of the infielders. Chin music is another fast pitch that comes right near your face, chin music. And one of my favorites, can of corn. Do you know that one, Erin?
No, can of corn.
And I don't know where that would be an interesting one to look up and maybe come back tomorrow with, because a can of corn just means a high, easy fly ball. But maybe tonight, we will hear this from the Yankees announcer. John Sterling may say, Yankees win, the Yankees win. And Erin McKean wins with words every day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks so much. Words in books, words on TV, words for